And I think you could say that I was also playing the field. He wasn't making any commitment to me, and I had a number of other boyfriends, none of them serious enough from my point of view to want to marry or have children with. So time was getting on, and I was beginning to feel quite anxious about it. And the decision that I was going to be a single parent came upon me fairly suddenly, I think. Introduced it fairly gently to my mother and father. My mother was very accepting. My father looked stony-faced and disappeared behind the newspaper. And my brother was very supportive and said, whatever you do, I'll always stick by you, basically. Not quite so sentimentally, but more or less that was the message, and I knew it was true. So I started to think a little more closely about exactly how I was going to achieve motherhood. And shortly after that, broke up with my preferred choice as a father. And looking back on that, life just seems very ironic, because he was the person I mentioned who had joined the dreaded and boring Trade magazine, and who had a brother with diabetes. And that is what drew us together. That the conversations we had about that, and him being sympathetic and supportive, actually caused that relationship to blossom. So again, that's sort of down to diabetes, some of the life changes that happened in a very strange sort of way. But he wasn't father or husband material. He always said that, and it was true. But I was not interested in anyone else being a father. And of course, I also had to make a decision about whether it would be moral to just to go ahead and have a child anyway. And as time went on, and we had a fairly major split, I started to wonder about sperm banks quite seriously, and one-night stands, and thinking how horribly sordid that seemed, when you could love someone, and even if they didn't want you, and possibly not even the children either, at least there was something there that was special from the beginning that would make it all right, I suppose. And he was aware that I wanted children very badly. And at that time, I did an interview about planning to be a single parent. And we split up briefly during the time when his father died. And after that, we got back, and the first thing I did was play the tape, where I said quite clearly that my immediate plan